I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the Initial Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 170. And with me today, I have Renee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I got Brian.
Yo.
And I got Alex.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here today. He's taking a little sabbatical. He's taking a little sabbaticals today.
Oh.
Or for a little bit, at least.
So
what's going on, you guys?
Whatever. Like, you know, he's at another concert.
Well, yeah, you kind of said it like that. He's on a long extended concert. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
He's on tour with the Grateful Dead or whatever. I don't know.
He's a fish head.
No,
so what's going
I can
on,
see
this?
Right now. Whatever, since he. Who's gonna
start it? What's going on? I guess Brian. What's up, dude?
Hey, sorry, you cut out for a second.
I know, yeah, you guys cut out too.
So things are good. Clearer headspace than I was last week. I won't explain it on the show, but you guys know what I went through.
Yeah, you don't gotta go into too many details.
No. But all as good as one could get a situation such as what I experienced, but I'm clearer and right now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and the things are getting a little better for you.
Yeah. So like, I'm on my planned days off this week. I don't go back to work till Tuesday.
Nice. Oh yeah. So are you enjoying your time off until then?
Yeah, my wife is home too, so we get to like actually spend more than just our one day off together.
My wife.
As we remember. Okay.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's awesome.
Now, I started back in the studio today with the new content.
Nice. And when are you planning on putting up the stuff?
The first one, if I get it done properly tonight, because I originally had it recorded and didn't like the way it came out, because, you know me, I'm a perfectionist.
Of course.
I will have it up later today or tomorrow.
Okay.
It's the San Diego. It's the Mezco Toys San Diego Comic-Con exclusive commissioner. Jim Gordon with the bat signal that is actually a beautiful piece.
Nice.
It is bright. It shines. It's the best way to describe the piece. If you've seen Batman 1989, it looks like that bat signal. The big monstrous thing, and it shines extra bright lighting, and it's pretty solid. The video will be within a week on the website.
That's pretty awesome. Oh yeah, I'm excited for that shit.
How about you guys?
Alex, what's been up to me?
Well, what was it last week? I was reading that the paperwork and statement from Brian's legal representative, but then that got canned.
Right. Yeah.
But other than that, dude, it's just been the classic thing of adulting, working, and working on the webcomic stuff. So yeah, that's been an experience, because as of late, I've been trying to use the social medias more, if you will.
Good. Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from this stuff, you know, people, you know, from work and other places and stuff like that. You know, people message like, yo, you know, this stuff is good, keep it up. I was like, you know, like, thanks. I'm just, you know, I don't feel pressured in doing this stuff like I used to before, because I think you already know that as an artist, that sometimes, like, when you're forced to do your art a lot,
right,
you kind of, like, get deterred and you don't want to really do it.
Right, exactly, yeah. You don't want to be, like, pressured into it too much.
Yeah, but because that dealing with a lot of personal stuff, this has been kind of a good escape of reality, if you will. And it's helped, yeah. It's helped a lot, dude. And it's therapeutic. And actually, what I really enjoy now is that since when I discussed it with Steve, that we're doing like the old format of what we used to do when we did the comic, when we first introduced the comic, that we work on it together, like, you know, we'll powwow and stuff like that. And that's been fun too. So it's just like that right there. It's just like, oh man, it's like old times. I just wish Steve was here in the city so we could just meet up together, maybe go to fucking Taco Bell and just, you know, shoot the shit. And then, you know, yeah.
Okay.
But then, you know, yeah. Steve, with this fucking new healthier lifestyle or whatever, do you still Taco Bell?
If it didn't have all the fucking, like, carbs and shit on it, yeah, I would. I could have, like, a taco, like a taco salad or whatever.
You a bougie bitch now.
No, not a bougie bitch.
Nah, I fuck with you, dude. I know, like,
yeah.
It, the whole thing of, like, when you're trying to change your lifestyle a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, it's all about making things work. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, the whole thing, and we discussed this already, like, you know, once I became diabetic, changing my diet was a lot. Like, I mean, I don't restrict myself, but I do, you know, moderation. Like,
exactly. Everything in moderation is okay. Yeah.
You know, because if you give up on it, like, let's say if you just do, like, cold turkey, whatever, like, within time, you'll just fucking, just fall on your face and go back to your old ways.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I just, like, we just do what we can at the moment.
That's all exactly. We can do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So.
Yay. All right, so, yeah. Renee, what you been up to, man?
I've just been down here in Florida doing my thing this week. Trying to make some money, which is not happening, and it's very frustrating. Now I'm talking like I'm semi-autistic.
Well, we're all semi-autistic sometimes.
Somebody throw me a ball. Oh.
Fetch, boo-boo, fetch.
Things are interesting this week. We've been kind of just hanging out, doing our thing, watching stuff. But it's been a stressful week and a stressful time for a lot of people. So I hate the way I sound right now. Like, I'm laughing. It's like I sound like I'm in like the Avengers, like time test or some shit, like. All right. Things are good. We'll talk about it later. But I'm here. I'm glad to be recording with you guys.
Hell yeah!
It's always good.
Glad to have you back again. Yeah.
If we're doing the Avengers time test, are we talking to old Renee or young Renee?
Both. Literally both.
Both at the same time. It's like Captain America.
Hey, Renee, you okay? Ah, my back.
it's all good. So I guess one thing that I kind of wanted to talk about before we get into our shit is this thing that I read earlier this week that was kind of weird and kind of funny to me. And it's about this supplement that they basically put on the market or whatever. It's a supplement basically sold in the UK or whatever, right? And it's basically a supplement subscription, and it's a multivitamin that contains edible glitter, and it's designed it's designed to basically like give some pizzazz to your poop like glitter shits. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
It's like the opposite of bejazzing or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Bejazzling, exactly. Right? Yeah. It's like a bedazzled pussy and shit. Yeah, but now you get a.
I'm gonna bedazzle my poo. Poo dazzle.
Poo dazzle. That's fucking great. Fucking glitter chits and shit. Hell yeah, I can dig that shit.
You just made me cough, but I was thinking. I was thinking a hit from my e-cigarette. He just made me fucking cough. Like, it was like, oh, I can see the commercial right now. Oh my god, Stacey, your shit is horrible. How come it doesn't glitter?
Yeah.
And everybody starts Instagramming their poop.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
No,
it's a new hashtag. It's a new hashtag.
Dude, don't give him ideas.
Hashtag unicorn swirl.
So this multivitamin basically is it has acacia gum and 18 key vitamins and minerals, including vitamin A, D3, folic acid, magnesium, zinc, and iron, and some other stuff, of course. And apparently, this multivitamin garbage makes your farts smell better, because it basically it comes in different, I guess, a different scents or whatever. It makes your either makes your poo smell like roses or lilies or chocolate or violets. So yeah, this is absolute garbage.
His heart smell like roses forever.
Exactly. No, but apparently this is just a limited edition thing that they only made 50 packages of, or whatever, or 50 containers, which are 30 containers. I mean 30 capsules in a container for like 13 pounds for the entire thing.
Does it say how much the pooping, bazzing stuff
costs? No, it doesn't say. It's literally all in one pill. So if you look at the pill, it's like one of those like the gel caps. Okay. You pop them up and it has like the little beads inside. That's how it looks, and like they're all fucking gold and shit. It's fucking weird. It's some fucking weird, stupid shit that people in the UK thought of. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, let's find a way to fucking make shit look pretty. You don't. Shit isn't pretty at all.
I got an idea. Let's make shit glitter. Genius. Genius.
Shit isn't pretty. It's like the expression, this shit ain't pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
But now it is, because it glitters.
You have fucking like number sevens, and they all fucking like, it looks like a fucking, like a waterfall somewhere, like a nasty fucking golden waterfall.
It's either going to be advertised by the late Billy Mays, or the, what was that other dude with the rag?
Like R. Kelly?
No.
No, that's the difference. Happened. That's not golden showers. This is golden shits, okay?
Oh, God.
No, I know what you're talking about. The dude that took after Billy Mays after he died, right?
Yeah, the ShamWow guy.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I completely forgot about the ShamWow guy.
Didn't he get arrested for meth? Or some shit like...
He probably did. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, and I think that was his idea, whatever. Hey, ShamWow, you have any ideas that we can make money? As a matter of fact, I do.
I got a single shit right now, and I'm going to make it gold. Yeah.
Fucking genius.
Yeah. Thank you, British people. This is actually made in France. So, yeah, it's actually the Frenchies. That came out with golden shit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
The land of fucking... where everything is black and white, they drink old wine, and it just smells like stale cigarettes. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With their little berets and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their baguettes.
And their baguettes, yes.
Everything for whatever... Yes. And everything whatever is, you know, every item that is... actually alive, and they sing to you, be our guests. I mm-hmm. That's friends, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how
it
fucking works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this
also, and then there's a hunchback around there somewhere too. There's a hunchback around there somewhere too. You know.
No, Steve. Yeah. He's homeless now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. God damn it.
Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
No more sanctuary, fucker. Yeah, no more sanctuary.
Hey, Humpy, find somewhere else to go.
Under a bridge. How about that? Yeah.
Now I'm scared of the trolls.
You guys are all the same anyway. Yes.
That is racist, and I don't have to deal with this.
Oh, this is great. I love it. yeah, so now
well,
I guess
to talk about glitter poo, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's only right. That was kind of the point of this. I kind of wanted to, you know, put a little different into our little show here.
Well, I see ultimately this is how it works. We're all going through shit, but we can make it glitter.
Exactly. Exactly. Brighten it up a little bit, right?
Right.
Yes, because we all want to look at our shit and go, damn, I made that.
Like, that's impressive. That's impressive. That's impressive shit right there.
But wait, there's more.
Right, don't you guys just
want to
go on eBay now and just buy some?
Hell yeah, I kind of do. Want to test it out.
Dude, I'm afraid. No, I'm afraid with that or whatever. Because, like, you're going to get that one bad batch or whatever. It's like, yo, I think I cut up my
Why didn't it work?
It's like, listen, it kind of glows, but it's just more bloody than anything else.
Ugh. Yuck. Okay.
Bloody, or did you eat the red pill?
Probably a little bit of both.
It was like, oh, I didn't take the glitter pill. I took blood packets. Sorry.
All right. So, that's enough about shit. Let's get into some geek shit.
Ah.
You know. Haha. Yes. Yes.
Because that glitters too.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that came out this week that was something that was kind of interesting to me was that Marvel's coming out with another podcast or another radio show or radio.
I mean, officially it's a podcast. I call it an audio drama or an audio book because it's me. I'm like, call it what it is. It's not really a podcast. I know there's a lot of like podcasts that are like that. That it's just like basically a play or whatever, but
the reason
it is what it is.
The reason they call it a podcast is because it's on a podcasting app or whatever.
Tomato, tomato, but
yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So Marvel announced that they're coming out with the Marvels or Marvels or whatever in later this year for like a 12-episode run, 10-episode run on Stitcher Premium. And then later on in 2020, they're going to release it again for free for everybody on all different platforms and shit. So Marvels is actually a comic that came out back like 25 years ago. And they're celebrating, of course, the 25th anniversary this year. It was a comic that was written by Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. And it won awards and stuff. And it was a four-parter or whatever. And
it's still really good. Yeah. It's basically like a real life version of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
During the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reporter basically looking at events in the Marvel Universe.
Yep. It was after a Galactus invasion.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four and Galactus is the first issue. Gwen Stacy and Spider-Man is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Men is the third one. Yep. Fourth one is back to Galactus?
I don't remember.
I think he's back to Silver Surfer?
Yeah, probably.
It might be. But yeah, it's actually a really, really good story. I forget that we're old and it's 25 years old already and a lot of people haven't read it. But yeah, definitely worth checking out. I'm actually really interested in this show.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to check it out. Another cool thing about it is that one of the people that's actually in it is actually Method Man. Method Man is one of the actors that's going to be playing in it, which is going to be kind of cool. But they also include other people. that are going to be playing, of course, other characters. Of course, we have Anna Sophia Robb playing Marcia Hartstey. Ethan Peck playing Mr. Fantastic. Seth Barish playing Phil Sheldon, which is actually the photographer. The photographer. And then there's going to be other characters, which is like Sue Storm, Ben Grimm, you know, Peter Parker, Johnny Storm. Everybody we just spoke about, that those are all the characters that are going to be within this whole 10-episode run. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. It's something that I'm kind of looking forward to. And that's going to be on Stitcher and shit at first, and then after a while it'll be on everywhere else. It's going to be cool.
I know Marvel released something first. Was it? Wasn't that with that Wolverine?
The Wolverine one, yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Which it's on Spotify now, so I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, because from what I heard is a lot of people are giving a lot of positive reviews. So I guess maybe Marvel was like, we can somehow add to our mystique.
Each episode is usually like a half an hour long. So it's not like super long sitting there listening to people just talk. Because it is interesting, but you got to think about it like you don't really see action, so you just hear people just talking about shit. About the entire thing the entire time. And then every now and then you'll hear like a little grunts and fucking snick snick and shit like that. But a lot of it is more like just listening to people's interactions and how they reacted to, like, oh yeah, Wolverine did this or whatever, or he's just like a mythological creature that's just out there.
You just described the audio play.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I'm kind of excited to see what's gonna happen with this.
So it's basically almost like how our grandparents' generation had their version of TV.
Yes,
exactly. Like the War of the Worlds thing.
Exactly what I was about to bring up. Okay, cool. That's actually not a bad idea.
You ever heard the Wolverine one?
No.
Yeah, I heard one episode. It's pretty good. I'm into this stuff. So, like, I've heard the Warhammer 40K ones, and they're all like that. So, like, it's... When they're done really well, they're good. And I hope it gets people to read the comics.
Hopefully. Especially being that this is the 25th anniversary shit, so why not? It should.
And that comic influenced a lot of stuff. I mean, DC, without that, there would have been no Kingdom Come. A bunch of the relaunches and the other stuff happened around the same time, too. Like, the first time. That was, what,
94.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before everything got big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're going to be celebrating their 25th anniversary of it. So yeah, it's going to be fucking cool. It's going to be really interesting. So we'll see. We will let you know about that shit whenever it comes out.
They said like Christmas, right? Or
it said the fall. So maybe like around like October, November.
It's around the same time the Wolverine one came out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The next thing that I found that was really fucking interesting and actually really cool, of course we spoke about Marvel Television and Hulu doing shit together, which is the stuff that we've seen as far as Cloak and Dagger and shit. But what's happening now? They're of course they've also mentioned that they're going to be doing Ghost Rider and Hellstrom. Which is going to be pretty fucking cool because it's going to be really dark shit that's going to be coming to television and shit. But they also announced that they are changing the title for it in a little bit. Because they were going to go with the Spirits of Vengeance, which is what the usual Ghost Rider thing usually goes by. But they're changing it, which is they're going to make it a lot more comically, because that's what they're using is something that's basically been in the comics since like way back in the day, which is the title of Adventure into Fear, which basically kind of puts down like, okay, yeah, it's not just horror, it's gonna be some type of terror shit, which is different than just regular horror, and it's something specific as far as like, okay, we're seeing like something that's gonna be really dark. And these people consider themselves to be villains instead of considering themselves to be heroes at this point. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be pretty cool. What else did I see here? The adventures into Fear were actually originally with Morbius and Man-Thing. So who knows? They might show up in there.
Yeah, if I remember right, that was like an anthology comic, weird thing, and that they did with those guys, the horror guys.
Yeah,
in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So should be interesting. I mean, Ghost Rider is coming back and everything. I'm actually reading the Cosmic Ghost Rider comic because it got collected. So, and that's pretty fun.
Okay. Yeah. Ghostbusters is pretty cool, especially now that we've already seen Ghostbuster in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ghost Rider.
That's what I said, right?
Ghostbuster.
Oh, my bad. but we've seen Ghost Rider in...
Steve has been drinking.
No, I haven't, actually. I'm
sober.
I'm completely fucking sober.
I'm the one that's having the bag.
But, we've seen Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I was really impressed with Ghost Rider in it. So, like, seeing him actually having his whole individual series by himself, doing his own thing, and seeing how he will basically interact with everything is going to be really interesting. Because he's technically still, like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He doesn't know if he's a good guy, he's a bad guy. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's going to be pretty dope. And the fact that we haven't seen Hellstrom at all in any type of thing other than in the comics, it's going to be pretty interesting.
Hellstrom's supposed to be Lucifer's son, right?
Yeah.
Mephisto's son.
Mm-hmm.
Mephisto's son, yeah. He's like Marvel's Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool. And then they also mentioned that it's also going to be dealing with his sister also.
Which is going to be pretty cool. She's a super villain. She's like, can't remember what comic I just read she's in.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be in it too, so that's going to be pretty fucking cool. And
she's in Thunderbolts.
Really?
She's the bad guy in one of the stories in Thunderbolts, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I got to check that shit out. Another thing that came out this week, which is kind of rumored. It's not something that's like necessarily like, oh yeah, this is really going to fucking happen. But Marvel Knights. What we know as Marvel Knights is basically like it's kind of like the ground heroes or whatever, people that are like on the ground doing their own thing, kind of like the Defenders were.
So it's basically the Netflix heroes.
Exactly.
All of them, yeah.
It
was what, Punisher, Daredevil, mm-hmm.
Luke Cage,
Shang-Chi, Luke Cage, mm-hmm. Iron Fist.
Yeah. Everybody that doesn't necessarily have like super fucking crazy powers.
There was one more that I'm blanking on that we haven't seen yet on screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that was the one that your homeboy, Kevin Smith, did his comic book thing, and that's how he got into Marvel, right?
Yeah,
the Daredevil thing, all right, yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. It's basically, Jeff Loeb said this whole series should be coming sometime soon for the Disney Plus thing. Which is going to be really fucking cool because, of course, we're already sold on Disney Plus. But now they're going to say, like, okay, we're going to have even more shit for you as far as, like, Marvel shit. Not just Disney stuff. So, yeah, it'd be really cool to see this happening because it's something that they're saying it's going to be something a little different. Of course, we already have a lot of these characters in the Defenders and stuff. But he's saying it's not necessarily going to just be them because there are other heroes that are that way as well. These are heroes that are basically like, you know, heroes that basically take care of themselves, but also, you know, take care of their neighborhoods, which is something that's going to be, you know, what we've already seen.
It's going to be pretty cool. I'm willing to bet that this is how they redo the Netflix shows,
because
they wiped all that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they hired this guy to be Blade, like, they officially said on stage, none of that shit counts anymore. Mm-hmm. So
It's not canon anymore.
Yeah, which I love. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Even though I did enjoy all the
all Netflix that bullshit stuff out of my head.
I did enjoy a lot of the Netflix stuff. The only one I didn't really enjoy was like what was it? Iron Fist. I didn't enjoy a lot of it. I didn't enjoy the first
Nobody
one.
Did.
Iron Fist. The second season was actually pretty good. Second season was better. The second season of Luke Cage was better than the first season of Luke Cage, or the second half of the Luke Cage was better. Jessica Jones, I've only seen the first season because I really haven't.
That's the only one you need to see. The only ones are just
Daredevil. All three of the Daredevil scenes were actually really good.
Yeah, that I agree.
Yeah.
Punisher was awesome, both of them.
Punisher, exactly. Those two were good. So we had like about 75% of the Netflix Marvel Universe was pretty good.
I would say 50. Because you're going to my seasons. And I don't count Jessica Jones or Iron Fist.
Okay.
That's fair. But that's personal. I just think it's great that all of these properties, all these characters are in Disney and they're in really good hands now.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool.
Are you guys still there? Like,
yeah, they're still
both. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. He's...
Okay. Brian, are you still there?
We're listening.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm just really proud of you because the last episode. I didn't want to
be rude.
It was all weird. It's us.
But we're all here, dude. That's what we're here for, man.
What I was asking before was, is Ghost Rider still the same actor from S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, it is the same dude.
He was fantastic.
He was awesome. He was really fucking good. Mm-hmm. He was really fucking good. I really enjoyed him as fucking Ghost Rider.
Yeah, and he's really into it too, from what I've seen.
That's even better. When an actor loves what they're playing, it makes it better.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it does. So I'm kind of excited for that. I'm excited for this too. Night stuff and seeing when exactly it's gonna come out on fucking on Disney Plus, because we're pretty much sold on that shit. So it's like, yeah, just give it to me. It's like shut up and just take my money. I just fucking take it. Because shit is fucking. It sounds great. Another thing that came out this week that was actually really interesting. It's some interesting news because me and Renee were talking about basically saying, hey, you guys should, like, Hasbro should come out with a new G.I. Joe using the fucking actors.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Not the actors, but the fucking
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah.
Yeah, well, during Hobbs and Shaw, like, we were like, yo, they can do the same thing that they fucking did in Hobbs and Shaw in G.I. Joe. And then, of course, like, 2 weeks later, we get news that G.I. Joe is going to get a spinoff movie. And the spinoff movie is going to be all about Snake Eyes. And it's going to be a prequel to G.I. Joe.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty fucking interesting.
I didn't see any of those movies.
They're really bad.
Well, yeah, the second one was better than the first one, which doesn't really say much because the first one was hot garbage.
Yeah.
But the second one wasn't that bad.
I saw the first one and...
Continue, Alex.
No, I was saying I remember seeing the first one, and it was just that bad that, like, I guess my brain kind of forgot it anyway. And then when the second one came out, it's just like I can't do it to myself.
You know what kind of stole the second one to me that actually made it better? And I'm sorry to say this, but The Rock was the one that made it the second one better.
I totally blanked on him until I said it, and I'm like, he's Roblox. I remember, yeah.
It made it so much better.
I don't know about you, man. They should have got actual Sergeant Slaughter to play Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
no more wrestlers in acting. Enough with The Rock.
No, but I'm talking about, but dude, remember, Sergeant Slaughter was part of the cartoon. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you could have him as an old dude there.
The second one, dude.
No,
could have been so good because it had a great cast. It had Zartan, Cobra Commander. What you saying?
We do Robert Downey Jr. reverse age and Slaughter. So you maggots, you're like, yay! He said the thing like he did in the cartoon.
Well, the new one's supposed to be Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, right? And they supposedly cast Snake Eyes.
They're just in talks with people, and the one dude that they have in talks is basically the dude that's in Crazy Rich Asians,
which is really
Asians, yes. That's Henry Golding. which is the main dude in Crazy Rich Asians.
He's gonna, tall, cute one.
Yeah, exactly. The cute one, the pretty boy. Yeah. So he's he's in talks.
That is the most random thing I ever heard from Renee ever.
God, dude, I'm so secure in manhood at this point. In the last couple of years.
No. Which is fine. But that is the first time I ever heard that from like someone like you, dude. And it was like,
that's funny. No, I mean they can't do worse than what? Darth Maul? With Snake Eyes, right? Ray Park with Snake Eyes? I love G.I. Joe. I got the tattoos, t-shirts and everything.
Yeah, but Ray Park wasn't that bad. Because
the
he didn't have
great.
Yeah. He didn't have any fucking.
The movies were so bad.
Yeah, the movies were horrible, especially the one with the first one with fucking Marlon Wayans. Like, what?
I gotta watch
fuck?
Those now. You totally forgot.
Like
Bruce
I said,
Willis is in one, right?
In the second one. Which is actually not that bad that he's in it because he's he kind of plays what the fuck is his name? He actually plays
Dude,
the original
Rex.
Joe. Yeah, no, the original
wow,
Joe.
How the fuck am I remembering?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Joe.
But yeah, it's interesting. It's gonna be pretty cool. It's this new movie's has a set date for October 16th of 2020. So like a little bit more than a year from now.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out.
What they should do, because it's all Hasbro, just do what like the comic books have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers, G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that they've been putting together. Or it might just be Mask, G.I. Joe, and Transformers.
But with the little Battleship?
One of them. Yeah, it's some stupid shit. But like, if you do it like half tongue-in-cheek.
Like a whole universe?
Half serious? Yeah, you can actually make it work. Because the comics have been doing it for years. IDW's been doing it for years. And they're actually good.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
They're interesting, yeah. Just like they did with like Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something that's actually going to be... They're going to be
DC,
doing another DC, movie yeah. for it, too.
Yeah, that's the other one that, yeah. that they've been talking about. But the Masters of the Universe is part of DC, Warner Brothers now.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll see what's up with that. And speaking of Warner Brothers...
Oh, man. Not...
There's one thing that I thought was pretty interesting to me is that came out this week, and it was early this week, and I was like, oh my god, this looks pretty fucking cool. And it's a horror movie, but it's not a horror movie of that what you think, right? So it's a horror movie called the Banana Splits movie. Yes, the Banana Splits from the fucking...
You,
what?
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Okay.
70s.
Okay, yeah.
No,
no, but
Croft,
the studio,
the
studio.
The other company. It
the
wasn't
studio
Hanna-Barbera,
is Warner Brothers.
Company.
Okay, yeah.
Croft. There was Sid and Marty Croft Studios. They had like two other puppet cartoons that we used to watch when we were kids.
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't... I remember this because some radio show you used to listen to, like... was like obsessed with this, and I stuck in my head. I went back and watched all of them, and they're the trippiest things you've ever seen. Like they should just call this show LSD. The show, like, it's insane.
Yeah. So,
well,
this
things
new...
like the Banana Split and what is it, HR Puff and stuff, like all that.
Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah.
Damn, we're showing our age. Hey, kids. There were these shows that were influenced heavily on drugs. But
yeah,
it was
that you
fine.
Had to sit there
more
than
now.
Yeah.
That was
more
the
than
time
now.
That we lived in. Yeah.
And
where
like
everybody
half,
went,
half the people
to
watching
office.
It
good morning.
I had no idea.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So this new movie that's coming out at the end of the month is a new take on the classic characters that we all know already. And if you really think about it, it's more like a Five Nights at Freddy's version of the Banana Splits. So you have all those same characters that we've all loved from way back in the day killing people. Yes! I am completely fucking sold on this shit.
It's like a haunted
dude,
park or
really
some shit.
Me.
Or like the
it's,
costume.
It's literally like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
What was that?
Dude, the way that it plays out from the trailer, if you ever watch the old show, they had like misadventures, like not extreme like that, but you know, like that style that they would just be all crazy walking around, you know, all that back and forth. Like, yeah. So it works with that, like, you know, hey, let's take it to the next level. What next level? Fear and violence.
Exactly. That's a huge next level. That's fucking great to me. I fucking love this shit because it looks fucking cool.
Dude, I'm picturing now that the end credits, you're going to just have like a weird version of the song. One banana, two banana, three banana, four.
Oh, yes. I'm excited for that shit. I want to see it now.
I'm showing my age.
I mean, more. I like that it's going straight to Blu-ray and digital. So it doesn't have a spotlight on it. So if it doesn't work or if it sucks, people don't really care. Because horror now is in a really weird place. You have the hipster horror, like Hereditary and Midsommar, mm-hmm. which I personally think is just bad. I saw both, and I'm like,
I don't get it. And I've been in the horror since I was like, since the 80s.
You're still here. Everybody's here.
Yeah. So like everything, yeah. Everything horror now is either really good or really bad. There's like no in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's stopping horror movies and the way they are. They should be, and they grow. They get better with certain types of movies. And I think this is a really good test. If this works, cool. Like, because we were talking about it before, and I thought it would be easier to make a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. But this is like, no one gives a fuck. So if this doesn't work, they can do whatever and never even bother with Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense? Because I'm sounding autistic again in the headphones. So I'm like,
No. I get what you mean, dude. Because the whole thing is this, and I feel bad at kind of saying it. Like a property, like a Banana Splits, it's, you know, it's like, it's really, like segregated to like a certain age range.
There's no risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, you know, so if it does, like if it bombs, like you said, it won't be that big of a deal. It's like, you know, what the fuck is a Banana Splits? And then when people research it and then like, you know, like, hey, grandpa, right? Do you remember the, oh, I remember the Banana Splits.
Yeah, because your hippie grandfather knows what this is, right? Yeah,
exactly.
But he don't know if I went to
Freddy. Or the old weird uncle, the one that always wears the fucking Grateful Dead tie-dyes with Charlie.
Yeah. The entire West Coast. All right. I mean, this sounds cool. I was into it when they mentioned it, because I love horror. And I think a lot of the stuff coming out now just is not that good. So I hope this is good. I hope it works. I mean, you guys saw Child's Play. I didn't. You guys said it sucked. The other reviews I saw, said it was pretty bad, too.
I still want to see it.
I exactly said it like this, dude. If you have time to kill, right, you know, it's a good time killer, but it's not great.
Yeah, right? Like, you wouldn't pay to see it.
Yeah, like most horror movies now.
Fuck! Which sucks. No. I will pay for glitter shit before I pay for this.
I mean, the last good horror movie I saw that was recent was Happy Death Day to You, the second one. And that they released that shit in Valentine's Day. Nobody saw it. It's actually really good.
Okay. I still haven't seen that. I haven't seen the first one either.
Both of them are really good. Okay. We gotta watch those. Most of the good horror out now is either TV, like mm-hmm. like American Horror Story, yeah,
which is actually really fucking good,
or stuff on Netflix and HBO,
mm-hmm.
or the streaming channels. And the movie stuff is, like I said, back to that hipster stuff, which is making it big because people go into it. Like, people that don't like horror will go see those movies because people told them to go see them, and they're not good and they're not horror.
Because you know what it is now about everything that's in theaters right now is basically either big blockbuster movies, which takes place all summer, and indie films that aren't indie films anymore.
That's a really good point. And then the Christmas stuff, which is Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's pretty much everything. Yeah, but the other thing that I've been wanting to kind of say out loud for a long time is that, and this goes across every movie type, it's not just horror, If I gotta look up on Wikipedia after seeing your movie, your movie's not a good movie. Us, that was the other one that I want to talk about. if I gotta sit there after I paid you for 2 fucking hours, and I gotta go take up more of the time out of my life to look up your stupid movie, you failed at your job. You had one job, and that shit ended after I left the theater. Rant over.
Oh, Renee, I don't know if you remember what I said before, that I figured out that whole movie within like the first third of the movie. Like, I figured out the whole ending, you know, even before the ending.
My man, you're smarter than me. I saw that shit 3 times. I read the Wikipedia page. I tweeted at the brother. Still don't know what the fuck
I read the Wikipedia and I still don't know what the fuck it means.
I looked at the hashtags, the memes. Don't know what the fuck I saw. All I remember is 2 twins with titties and like a bunch of people getting killed. I'm like, and now it's a Halloween horror thing at Universal, so what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny how you mentioned that?
What, twin titties?
Horror, whatever. you have slashers, like slasher flicks and stuff like that too. Like, or
Halloween
like,
was good. Just, like, oh no, that was pretty good.
Like, oh, what about like the whole fucking Purge series? Like, I never wanted to watch it anymore.
First one was
that shit is fun. It's fun actually.
Well, it has to be something because if they had a USA series and now they're bringing a second season that's coming up soon, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be something.
Yeah.
The one with Frank Grillo, I don't know if it's the first one or the second one. Or he's in the first two, whatever.
He's in the last one for sure. I know that.
Really? All right, because he was good in the one I saw.
Yeah, because
those are the only ones I like.
Wasn't the first Purge with like Ethan Hawke? I think it was.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke and Grillo.
Yeah, the Purges are really good. I enjoy them. I enjoy the fuck out of all of them. Actually, I haven't like I can't say like oh one of them's bad or anything. They're all pretty fucking good. They're all entertaining as fuck.
It's just personally with like the political stuff going on, and the last one left a weird taste in my mouth. It's the
prequel.
The prequel? Yeah, the prequel one, yeah. That shit felt too close to like 2000 now and shit. I was like,
yeah, it did.
Yeah, we're gonna make America great again. We're gonna pass a bill. We're gonna call it the Purging.
That shit didn't work, motherfuckers.
I made it myself. I'm original. I didn't get anything.
I have the best ideas.
I have the greatest ideas with the smartest people. You're fired.
There's like a million podcasts talking shit about him already.
So yeah, the Banana Splits looks fucking cool. I'm excited. We're all excited here. We're gonna see the fucking Banana Splits.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm gonna lose my shit if the end credits has that version like I sang. You're gonna run.
It's the phone hearing us. They listen to our conversations. FBI man, don't pass that one up.
Copyright ICG 2019. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. There you go. So I'm pretty much done with my shit. Anything you guys have for us today?
Alex, you can go.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
No. I got something.
Go.
Big Mouth has been renewed for 3 seasons.
Wait, what?
Big Mouth got renewed for.
Yeah. We just watched second season yesterday.
Dude,
that was a joke. Special?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, actually, we haven't watched the Valentine's Day because we kind of want to wait till the new season comes out because, like, fuck it.
Dude, that cartoon, like, at first, I was kind of, like, half and half on it. And as I'm watching the episodes going on, I gravitated towards it a lot.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm the same. I can't stand those guys because of,
John Mulaney?
What? The movie? The podcast? What the fuck is it, man? I'm blanking.
How
Did This Get Made? Those motherfuckers stole so many ideas from so many podcasts from 10 years ago. that I just can't listen anymore. And last episode is Hobbs and Shaw. So I was like, I can't listen to them talk shit about that one. But the show's real, but Big Mouth is really good. It's got a big heart, great cast, really funny.
A big hormone monster.
What I love is that it shows the versatility of Nick Kroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking insane, dude.
That whole cast, too, though. It's good.
Right? No, Coach D.
Dude, Nick Kroll plays like at least a third of the voices in that fucking show.
Yeah.
He does.
He even plays fucking Lola.
And I will say this. Fucking, what is it? Coach Steve or whatever?
Yeah.
DJ Peg Dejo.
Can you guys not hear me? Because I was literally...
Well, I can hear you.
You're low.
You sound a little low, but we hear you. We gotcha. We gotcha. Okay. No, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
Talk.
It's cut off again. Renee, you got anything else?
Hold your peace.
Do I sound better to you now?
You do sound actually a lot better now.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
You, Brian. Yeah. You go.
Yeah, go.
Do
you have anything else?
Yeah, go.
Oh, what, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll let it out. You go. 1, 2, 3.
Did you guys watch Hot Ones on YouTube?
I haven't watched Hot Ones in a little while, but I do enjoy the fucking show.
So Stone Cold beat Hot. He didn't break a sweat, nothing.
Really?
He said that it felt hot, but he didn't break a sweat.
Motherfucker.
Yo, Steve Austin's a tough ass from Texas, dude. That's why.
Yeah.
No, the
that one. That isn't hot, bitch.
What? This is supposed to be hot. What? Dude, the one that's hilarious that I've been seeing circulating online is the one with Bubba fucking choking.
Oh, yeah. All of them are pretty fucking funny. Like, my favorite is Gordon Ramsay, that he's on that one. He's like, what kind of bullshit is this? Why are you giving me this shit? It's not fucking good. It's just hot.
That's a fucking idea, you dumb.
I can't enjoy this. Yeah, but it's funny. I like the hot ones.
I don't taste the flavor. It's not flavor. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be tasteful to you. It's just supposed to be shit that comes out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Complete
it's
flames.
Come out with glitter.
No glitter in this one.
Who was it? Bobby Lee?
Dude.
Bobby Lee shit his pants on that episode?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now I really gotta watch this. I can't stand that motherfucker anymore. All right, I gotta check this out. That's the hot pepper eating one of the show, right?
Yeah, no.
I can see right now, Renee, there's a show that people eat fucking hot wings and get interviewed. This sounds like shit. Bobby Lee shits himself. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. My stomach is really. I'm old, guy. Like, I'm the oldest one. I'm in my 40s. Like, everything's falling apart. So I can't eat, super greasy food or super spicy food. Like, peppery. Like, I can eat, sushi, wasabi, shit like that. Like, Asian kind of spice. But, hot peppers, like that, I can't even look at them. Like, I'll die. So I haven't watched any of that shit, but I'll check it out. I saw the Stone Cold one on YouTube ads, but I didn't know, there was more people in it. I'll check it out.
They have, five seasons of it.
No. All right, I'll check it out.
9 seasons? Jesus Christ.
I'll tell the Bobby Lee thing next time I'm on. It's actually pretty funny, but we got to figure all this out. So next time I'll say why I hate the little motherfucker. I don't. I think he's hilarious. But I heard something on his podcast that, offended my penis. So we'll talk about it next time.
Yes.
And on that note or whatever, we look I wonder what Renee's gonna say next week.
Yeah. It's a cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger episode. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
My penis is gonna come on. Put headphones on and everything.
Nah, this is what happened. This is what happened.
That hot thing is bullshit.
Here, it's whack, yo, it's whack, yo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I guess, make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the Inner City Geeks Turntable. We have Inner City Geeks First Watch. We have Bride2J Presents. We also have Comics Comes Award, Manga Times, Anime World, and Good Games. As well as the Inner City Geeks webcomic. And a bunch of other random shit that shows up on the page. So make sure you check out all of that. Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, go down to the bottom and you will find links to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company made for us, people that wear cool shit made with like geeky things in mind. So make sure you check that out. And while you're shopping and you like it, make sure you enter code InnerCityGeeks, all one word, at checkout for 15% off of whatever the fuck you want to buy on there. That's right, 15% off with code InnerCityGeeks at checkout at So Sick Clothing Company or SoSickClothing.com. Check that shit out. And also while you're there, there's also a link to Amazon. You go down to the page, click that link to Amazon, and you can get an entire month of Amazon for motherfucking free. Yes, an entire month of Amazon for free on us. Yeah, you can do that. Or if you want, while you're there, you don't want to do Amazon Prime, click on there and then you could shop as you usually do. And you can get, well, you can't get Big Mouth on there because it's only on Netflix. But
you can get glitter poo pills.
Yes, you might be able to find fucking glitter shit pills. Yes, that would be awesome if they did have it on there. But you get a whole bunch of shit on there. You get a lot of fucking things. But yes, so make sure you check out innercitygeeks.com, find the link for Amazon's, and go shop as you usually do. That'll be awesome. What you guys can do also, you can check out this show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, or Google Podcasts, I guess you could say, and on Spotify. And one more thing, you can find us on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks or faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Twitters at Inner City Geeks, on Instagram at Inner City Geeks. Remember, all one motherfucking word. All Inner City Geeks everywhere. Everywhere. Even like golden poops and shit. Everywhere. So make sure you check that shit out. Also, we can find you guys. Where can we find all of you lovely peoples on the show? Renee, where can we find you, sir?
I turned most of the stuff off because I'm like looking for work and I'm dealing with some shit, but I'm still on Instagram. So DarthBX, DarthBX.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me going to Amazon trying to see what's good with those fucking glitter pills.
Yeah.
But if you really want it on Twitter, you can find me at Dinyed, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Sweet. Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me sitting in a chair, constantly hitting refresh on TV. oh, beta. But if you really want to find me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, BRI_2J.
Yay.
And where can we find you, sir?
Oh, you can find me. Oh, thank you, thank you. That's so nice of you. You can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Drackle, MisterJackal. Yes. And that's pretty much it for this motherfucking show. Like every episode, I like to introduce some motherfucking musics to you guys. I'm very excited because this week we got a whole new album from Killswitch Engage. And it is fucking great. I fucking love Killswitch Engage, and their new album is actually really fucking good. Every song from beginning to end is fucking great, including the title, the title song, the fucking singles that's come out. Everything's been pretty good. But the song that I'm going to be talking about today that we're going to have on the end of the show is the song that includes Howard Jones, which was also a former singer from Killswitch Engage with Jesse Lee, the original and new lead singer of Killswitch Engage, doing a duo together, sounding fucking amazing, heavy as shit. So make sure you listen to that shit. So say goodbyes, everybody.
Later, guys.
Okay, we lost connection. Motherfucker.
Yeah, everything went out.
I guess I'm just going to end it. We had some technical difficulties. But, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.